On today's Kids Corner, Scooter teases his friends, and guess what happens?
You're mine, Scooter.
Let me at it.
And if I get him first.
Yeah, he's mine.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
The annual Reptile Guides Overnight Wasteland Campout was finally here. It was a night when all reptile guides finally got to use their skills they'd worked so hard on during their weekly meetings. Late on Friday afternoon, the Terrarium Elementary School gym buzzed with excitement. Together, the troops gathered and listened intently as their leader, Captain Bart Boondocks, issued final instructions.
All right, gang, we're going to divide into troops and load the buses. Then we're going to head out to the wasteland and pitch our tents. So, what are some of the essential items a reptile guide always takes camping?
Oh, my sleeping bag?
Flashlight, sir.
Trail mix. Okay.
Very good, reptiles. One can never be too prepared.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget about the stuff to make s'mores with.
Oh, I love s'mores.
Oh, me too, Maury.
My mouth's watering just thinking about it.
Are we forgetting anything?
Oh, a pillow. Don't forget your pillow.
And your teddy bear.
Teddy bear?
Scooter, tell me you didn't just say what I thought you said.
What?
Did you just tell everyone you packed a teddy bear?
A what?
A teddy bear?
What? It just kind of slipped out.
Scooter.
Oh, besides, it was a joke, okay?
Scooter, reptile guides do not bring teddy bears to the annual wasteland campout. Got it?
Yeah. Okay. Sure, Liz.
Yeah, Scooter, maybe you're just too young to go on this overnight.
Oh, yeah.
I am not.
Scooter, remember last year when you got so homesick?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
You kept us up all night with your crying.
Yeah, uh-huh. Guys, I'm over that baby homesick stuff.
Wow.
Well, if you were back in the tadpoles again, your mommy and daddy could come along so you wouldn't get so scared.
I won't get scared, Maury.
All right, time to load them up. Let's move it out.
Yes, sir.
Backpacks stuffed with food, clothing, and camping utensils were heaved over shoulders as the scouts scurried to find their assigned buses. Liz, Scooter, Maury, and Spike all jumped on bus number 2 and headed straight to the back.
All right, I got the way back seat.
Wait, scoot over, Liz.
Oh, hey, guys, let me in.
Sorry, Scooter, but this seat is safe for Spike.
But Liz, I got here first.
Well, Scooter, we've got to plan our outback strategy. You know when Bard drops us in the middle of the wasteland tomorrow when we have to survive on our own for 6 whole hours?
All on our own.
Yeah.
And it's quite plausible that we'll face some kind of natural disaster.
Uh-huh.
You know, a desert windstorm, a tumbleweed brush fire, quicksand.
That's right. And a reptile guide must be prepared
at all times.
But I just want to sit with you guys.
Scooter, I'm sorry.
Scooter, maybe you don't understand the seriousness of the situation since you're only a junior guy.
Spike is right, Scooter. What? You don't have any real experience in Badland adventures.
And quite frankly, this could be life or death we're talking about
here.
There's just so much pertinent information that we reptile guides must remember. Like which bugs we can eat in the wilderness and which ones are poisonous.
Yeah, I mean, we're not just talking your basic flies and mosquitoes here.
Uh-huh.
We're talking huge, juicy, ravenous bugs.
Oh. Bug identification is certainly vitally important.
Oh, man, we can't just go around chomping down any insect we see. It's not a smorgasbord out there, Scooter.
No siree. Safety first.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys. Can I just sit with you?
Well, maybe next year, little buddy.
Yeah.
You'll be a little older then. You'll have a little more experience and know how to really rough it in the wild.
Yeah, come on, guys. Let me help plan your strategy.
I'm sorry, Scooter, but Spike's right. You're only a junior guide. You're too young.
You haven't had
all the important training like the rest of us reptile guides who are older.
Yeah, we've already earned a lot more badges than you.
Come on, guys. Give me a break.
Hey, Scooter, look. There's a seat open in the front of the bus.
Great.
Yeah,
maybe you can sit there with your teddy bear, Scooter.
Spike.
Just the two of you.
That was mean.
That night, the reptile guides assembled around the campfire to hear Captain Boondocks go over what they needed to know to survive in the wilderness. Scooter wasn't listening. He was cooking up a plan to get back at Liz and the others who teased him and left him out.
So that, boys, is how you construct a TP smoker for preparing your food in the wild. Got it?
That is the coolest.
Yeah, even cooler than making a compass or constructing a foliage bed or splinting a broken arm.
I don't know, that's pretty cool.
Well, tomorrow's a big day, fellas. You'll be dropped off in the wilderness for 6 hours. Best get a good night's sleep. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Captain.
Good night.
Good night, Maury.
See you tomorrow, Scooter.
Night, Spike.
Yeah, night, Scooter.
Good night, Liz.
Night, Scooter.
Oops, I mean, Chief Thunder Lizard.
Scooter, I told you not to call me that when anybody else is around.
What did you just call Liz?
Nothing,
Chief
Spike.
Thunder Lizard. Why?
Look, never mind. Boy, am I tired. Hey, would you look at the time? We really need to get some sleep. Come on, guys, let's go.
Chief Thunder Lizard.
Yep. Scooter, you had better get going to your tent now. We'll see you in the morning, okay?
Liz, you never told us you were Chief Thunder Lizard.
I'm not, right, Scooter?
Well, not if you say so.
Thank you.
Chief Thunder Lizard.
All right, okay, I said knock it off, Scooter. This isn't funny.
Well, I think it is.
But for some reason, Scooter just couldn't knock it off. Deep inside, he knew his teasing was making Liz uncomfortable, but somehow, he just couldn't stop.
Okay. His real name isn't really Chief Thunder Lizard.
Scooter.
That's only his made-up name.
Scooter.
When we're pretending to be Indian war lizards.
Indian war lizards? Yep. Liz, you still play Indian war lizards?
All right, Scooter, I said that's enough. Now cut it out.
Ooh.
But watching Liz squirm only caused Scooter to tease him more.
Hail, Chief Thunder Lizard.
Hail, Chief Thunder Lizard.
Hail, Chief Thunder Lizard.
Okay, all right, very funny. Now, Scooter, would you zip the lip?
Hey, so Liz.
What?
I mean, Chief.
Oh, come on, Spike.
You still play Indian War Lizard?
Yeah, I used to play it with Scooter, but I don't play it anymore.
Huh.
In fact, I can't even remember the last time I played it.
I think it was yesterday, Chief.
Scooter!
The next morning, Scooter woke early and slipped out of the tent before anyone was awake. He found a dried-up old branch that, at a quick glance, oddly enough, looked just like the tail of a mountain lion.
Oh, this is perfect. Moy's always been scared of mountain lions. I'll hide in the bushes and wave this old branch back and forth. If he thinks he sees one, I'm sure he'll let out one of his terrified screams, and everyone will crack up when I come jumping out of the bushes instead of a mountain lion.
Just then, Maury came stumbling out of his tent.
What a beautiful morning! And if I'm not mistaken, with the sun rising at precisely 6:17, and the sky filled with moderate to light cloud coverage, I'd say by my calculations, today's temperature should not get over 103 degrees. Fahrenheit, that is.
All of Maury's mumbling about the weather woke Liz.
Maury, who are you talking to?
Oh, good morning, no one. Just figuring out today's forecast.
Maury, would you be quiet? You're gonna wake everybody up.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, Liz. Yeah. I'll be quiet. Scott's on her.
Okay.
You won't hear a peep out of me.
Out of the corner of his eye, Maury thought he saw something move in the bushes next to him.
Did you see?
What are you whispering about, Maury? What?
I thought I saw something move.
Scooter, hiding behind one of the bushes, raised the dried-up branch again and waved it back and forth.
Right there. Did you see that? What was that?
I
didn't see anything. My eyes are barely open. It's probably just a mouse or something, Maury.
Scooter let out a small mountain lion growl.
Did you hear that? It came from the bush.
No, Maury, I think that was actually my stomach. Now, come on, come back to the tent.
No. It definitely was not your stomach. It sounded like a mountain lion.
Scooter, hearing the exact words he was hoping for, let out a loud roar that actually sounded quite a bit like a mountain lion. By now, the entire camp, except for Bart Boondocks and the cook, were watching Maury run as fast as he could across the camp, screaming. Scooter stepped out of the bush, waving his fake lion's tail, and gave one more giant roar. The entire camp broke out with laughter. Everyone, that is, except for Maury, who was still running as fast as he could for his tent. As he dove headfirst through the tent opening, he noticed kids laughing so hard they were falling down holding their stomachs. This hardly seemed the appropriate response for a mountain lion. Liz, trying to catch his breath from laughing so hard, poked his head into the tent.
Oh no, it's terrible. Maury. It's terrible. It's terrible.
My dear life.
Maury, it's okay. It's okay.
No, not Mountain Lion, Liz. I saw it.
It's just Scooter.
It got Scooter?
No. No.
Take
Maury,
it.
It is Scooter. No. He was teasing you.
No.
Maury, Scooter pulled a joke on you.
What?
The blood flushed to Maury's face, and for the first time ever, he was more red than green and more angry than he'd ever been.
This is not funny, not funny at all.
But everyone else thought it was funny.
That was hysterical, Scooter.
I've never seen anyone run so fast.
Hey, Scooter, you want to sleep in our tent tonight?
All right, Reptile Guides, fall in line.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure what all this commotion is about, but as long as you're awake, let's get our morning chores underway. Scouts, fall out!
Yes, sir.
When the chores were done and the camp packed up, the scouts headed out to the wastelands, reciting their Reptile Guide camp pledge.
Reptile Guides forever! Scouts are we, fearlessly finding our destiny. Trusted and true, honor and pride. A scout's best friend is the buddy by his side.
As they hiked two by two, the buddy by Maury's side was none other than Scooter.
Hey, Maury. What's up?
How could you, Scooter? I told you a secret. That I was afraid of mountain lions, and you used it against me. You teased me about it and made everyone laugh at my expense. How could you? You know I didn't want anyone else to know, but instead you teased me about it.
I know. That's what made it clever. Wouldn't you say?
No, I most certainly would not say. Oh. I don't appreciate you making a fool out of me in front of everyone.
I was just teasing, Maury. You know, teasing. It was just a little joke.
A little joke? I ran through the camp screaming at the top of my lungs. You call that a little joke?
I was just teasing.
It wasn't funny.
Hey, Scooter, do the mountain lion again.
Yeah, do the mountain lion.
Do the mountain lion.
Mountain lion coming to get you.
Man, that just kills me. What a crack up.
Yeah, thanks again, Scooter. Thanks for nothing.
Hey, everything's here at kidscorner.net. Check out the Kids Corner Activities page. There are all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities, all free for you to download and check out. This month, we're featuring the KC Bible Story coloring packets. There are 7 packets altogether. Each page tells the greatest stories of the Bible. Choose from 30 stories, spanning from creation through the history of the early church. Add some color to the Bible scenes and characters, and share the page with a friend. Then go to the Kids Corner Bible Stories page and listen to all the stories. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the KC Bible Story coloring packets. It's all free, so have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
Upon reaching the wastelands, the scouts split up into 5 survival groups. Captain Boondocks assigned the groups, appointing one junior guide to join 3 of the more experienced reptile guides. Liz, Spike, Maury, and Scooter made up survival group number 2.
Oh, man, Scooter's with us. Come on, Captain, that's not
fair. All right, reptile guides, this is your chance to put to use all the training that we've prepared for over the past year.
Yes, sir.
You'll be expected to collect enough water to fill this jug and keep everyone in your troop fully hydrated.
Okay.
You will also need to find the map we've hidden. Make your way to our final destination using the clues you are supplied with along the way.
All right.
Stay together at all times.
Yeah.
In case of an absolute emergency, you have been given a walkie-talkie to communicate with me. But this is only to be used in dire emergencies, life or death.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. Remember to stay true to the buddy by your side. Dismissed!
Oh, all right, guys, you heard the captain. I'll take Maury as my buddy.
Wait a minute. That leaves me with Scooter.
Yeah, well.
Oh, wait, that leaves me with Spike.
Yeah, funny.
Funny.
Scooter, are you?
Scooter, are you?
Come on, Ned.
You are.
You are.
Scooter, I'm warning
you. Scooter, I'm warning you.
All right, okay, guys, enough. Enough. Come on. We were supposed to be working together to find the map, get the water, and look for clues.
Whatever you say, Chief Dunder.
All right, Scooter, that does it. Come over here and say that to my face, you little...
What is with you, Scooter?
What is with you, Scooter?
Oh, come on.
Calm down, everyone. It's not worth it. Now, let me see. By my calculations, it's imperative that we find the water first.
Well, right. Yeah, but if we don't have a map, we won't know which way to go. We've got to find a map first.
Okay, then, Scooter. Smart guy. So which way do we go to find the map?
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
The wind blowing in from the east and the sun still rising from that same direction, I'd say we should head this way.
Scooter turned and began marching. He had taken about 10 steps when he noticed that no one was following him. In fact, they were all walking in the opposite direction.
Hey, guys! Where are you going?
That's where we just came from, Scooter.
Yeah, you're headed back to camp.
I'm not.
Oh, really?
Oh, what makes you so sure?
I'd say all our footprints in the sand are a pretty good giveaway.
Yeah. Oh.
Scooter looked down, and sure enough, he was walking in footprints that led right back to where they had come from.
Come on, Junior Reptile Guide. We're going this way.
Yeah, but... Hey, look, under the rock, a note!
No, even better, Spike. It's the map! Okay, looks like we need to head toward that large rock formation over there, and then down a gully into a dried riverbed.
Then we'll follow the riverbed until we come to two large cacti that look like football goalposts.
Yeah, and according to the map, that's where we'll find the water.
All right.
What are you guys talking about? All I see are a bunch of squinty little lines and a red symbol.
That's because you haven't had map reading yet, Scooter.
Yeah, we all earned our badge in it already.
You'll learn that sometime next year.
The reptile guides headed off for the large rock formation with their heads held high. Everyone, that is, except for Scooter, who was fuming because the other kids kept rubbing it in that he was a junior reptile guide.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah, Scooter?
What's green with glasses and red all over?
Let's see. Green with glasses and red all over?
I give up, Scooter. What is it?
Maury.
What?
After he's just talked to that little red-headed lizard he had a crush on.
Maury all embarrassed and red in the face. That's a good one, Scooter.
Oh, thanks.
Be quiet, Spike. It's not funny. Oh, come on, Maury. You do have a crush on that little red-headed
girl. and have you seen him when he gets up the nerve to talk to her?
Yeah.
He just stands there stuttering something like, "Hi there, I'm, are you, going to science class?"
I do not do that.
Actually, Maury, you do kind of do that.
I do not. I write out exactly what I'm going to say to her.
What?
I keep it all in a notebook. I know precisely what I'm going to say and on what day.
It's even worse.
You gotta be kidding.
I'm joking, Maury.
Hey, Scooter, come up with another one.
Okay. What you get when you cross a hot tamale and a baby slug?
I don't know what.
Spike.
Me?
Yeah. Well, you're a hot tamale because you have such a bad temper.
What?
And a baby slug because you whine like a baby if you don't get your way.
You are really hungry, ain't you, Scooter?
Well, actually, now that you mention it...
good, because I got a knuckle sandwich I'd like to feed you.
I'd like to see you try.
Are you talking to me, Scooter?
I don't know. Does a hot tamale slug have ears?
All right, guys. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah,
now, come on.
You're right. That is enough.
Spike lunged at Scooter, but missed, and instead knocked Liz to the ground, who in turn tripped Maury.
Look at you guys. That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Liz looked at Spike, who looked at Maury, who looked at Liz, and together they said,
"Get him!"
Scooter, realizing at that very moment that maybe he had pushed the teasing a little too far, quickly bent down and grabbed the walkie-talkie from Liz's backpack and ran.
You're mine, Scooter!
Let me at it!
Not if I get him first!
No, get him.
Emergency! Emergency! Beta group to base camp! Come in, base camp! Over!
This is base camp. What's your emergency, beta group?
They're gonna clobber me! Help!
What's 20, soldier?
We're at the dried up riverbed. I need help fast! Do you copy? Do you copy? I'm going down! S-O-S!
Roger that. We'll be there in less than 5 minutes. Over in.
5 minutes! I'll be pulverized by then! There won't be anything left of me! Oh.
When Captain Boondocks arrived, he found all four scouts rolling on the ground in a giant scuffle. It was hard to make out who was who with all the arms, legs, tails, and dust flying in every direction.
Hunting! What is the meaning of all this? One at a time, boys! One at a time!
It was his fault!
With three of the four fingers pointing at you, Scooter, I'm guessing you had something to do with this.
What, me? But I'm just a junior guide.
Captain Boondocks took the boys back to base camp and gave them a good scolding along the way. When they finally arrived, Captain Boondocks sent them over to the nurse to have their bruises and scratches tended to. When they entered the tent, they were all shocked to see that the nurse was, in fact...
Granny Gecko! What are you doing here?
Well, when the regular nurse, who usually goes on these reptile guide outings, came down with the flu, I decided to help out and fill in at the last minute. But I think a better question might be, what are you kids doing here?
We all kind of got into a really big fight.
Yeah, a gargantuan fight.
Huge. You gotta
check out the shiner on Scooter's eye.
Yeah, I think I did that.
Oh, my. Now, what on earth could be so important that it would cause you four friends, four really good friends, to behave so poorly?
Well, I guess it was kind of my fault.
Yeah.
Go on, child. Speak up. I'm listening.
I was feeling kind of left out, and the guys were teasing me, so I sort of, I started teasing a little bit, and...
A little?
Okay, I guess I was teasing a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then, people started laughing and including me in on all kind of things, and I guess I started to feel like one of the guys. And...
Oh, sorry, Scooter. Mm-hmm. We really should have done a better job at making you feel like one of the gang.
That's true. Reptile Guide Handbook, page 127, says, always include everyone... and go out of your way to make the youngest members feel welcome.
Yep.
Well, that's good. Good, boys.
Yeah, it is.
As you found out, teasing is serious business. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, verses 6 and 7, a fool's lips bring him strife, and his mouth invites a beating.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. I'd say your words, Scooter, brought a lot of strife and were almost the ruin of not only you, but all of you boys. Oh, it doesn't look like anybody broke any bones. But I think there was a lot of hurt feelings.
You're right, Granny. I'm really sorry, guys.
Oh, I forgive you, Scooter.
Yeah, no hard feelings, Scooter.
Good.
And what about you, Spike?
I'm thinking about it.
Oh, come on.
Spike.
Yeah, fine. No hard feelings,
All right.
Scooter. But if you ever repeat that hot tamale slug joke, it'll definitely be the ruin of you. Got it?
Loud and clear. Over.
All right, now everybody come on over here and get an ice pack and a handful of Band-Aids.
Band-Aids.
And so the adventures at Camp Wasteland came to an end. The boys learned some valuable lessons that day. Mainly, they realized how important it is to watch the words they say. After all, teasing never does anyone any good, because in the end, someone always ends up getting hurt. How about you? Do you have a problem with teasing others? Maybe your brother or sister, a kid in the neighborhood, or someone at school? If so, ask God to help you think of kind things to say instead. It'll make a big difference. Try it and see. Or maybe you are the one being teased. If you are, tell your parent, or teacher, or an adult that you can trust. Teasing can really hurt, and it needs to stop.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh,
that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Doug and Melissa Timberlake. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.